What first inspired you to take action against climate change?
So we actually, it's my business partner, his son was actually giving him a hard time about the amount of plastic that they were utilizing and wasting. So he started looking for options on refill in the area we live in South Woodford. And at that point, we realized that there wasn't any options. Both of us had previous jobs before lockdown in finance, and we'd both been made redundant. So we just started talking about options on what we could do. And we decided that this might be a better use of our time and skill set. Yeah. So we were lucky enough to hold pretty senior positions, so it allowed us to take some time to evolve the business. We didn't expect to have two shops in such a short space of time, but that's sometimes life like that, and here we are. So we are primarily trying to reduce the amount of plastic waste. However, most of the suppliers, where possible, we will try and have UK based and on a closed loop system. Again, and that reduces carbon emissions, just you're not producing new things.
What impact do local businesses like yours have on fighting climate change?
I think any business will have an impact on climate change, because it will impact not only the people that work there, but the people that they interact with. And if you're a retail business, then you generally have more of an impact, because having conversations with customers means that people become more aware and conscious of the impact that they have on the environment. And the more people that become more aware, not just about protests and people gluing themselves to the road, but actually the practical steps that they can take. So one of the reasons we opened this is because people want to do the right thing, but if you've got a Sainsbury's or a Tesco, which is so convenient to you, you're going to go there because it's just convenient. People's lives are busy. If you can make the option to be more eco-friendly, both convenient and affordable, and hopefully our price points will show that we are affordable, then more people will participate.
I think it already is more affordable. I came all the way out here and I saw that, wait, I can buy this as a university student.
And we know we have options, so we have both the budget range and a more expensive range if people want to do that. And like with organic, we have organic food, but we have a non-organic section as well, so people at all price points can partake. Otherwise there's no point. If you've got rich, doesn't mean that's the only reason you can be more environmentally friendly.
I feel like a lot of people have that problem. Someone like me or a university student wants to go out and be, you know, conscious and more eco-friendly, but it's not in our price range.
Exactly. So you know, I mean, I think people are still intimidated because they assume that we're more expensive. So part of what we have to do is educate people that actually, if you come in and look, part of a zero waste, a refill shop, is you can go in and buy something for a pound that's a kilo, but you might not eat a kilo's worth of it, wasted it, whereas here you might buy 50p's worth. It might be only 500 grams or even 200 grams. So per gram, it's more expensive. You've only bought what you need. So you've reduced waste. You've reduced the emissions that have gone into creating that waste. And you've saved money.
That and a lot of money goes into buying the containers themselves. Yeah. I still have the container that I bought from here. Yeah. I'm going to buy more because it's just so much easier.
That's,
I reuse containers anyway. So Do you see an increase in interest towards more eco-friendly businesses? And why do you think that is?
Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, if people don't become interested, we're all in trouble. I mean, I'll be long dead before it all goes to pot, but it's definitely going to go to pot for some of you guys. I mean, it's nearly too late already, but we still have to make an effort. So yes, I see people definitely more engaged. I'm not sure people are quite understanding that how much of a change they need to make yet, but that's part of the journey that we need to explain.
So you decided to start just an eco-friendly refill business. Does that affect your business? Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to have to bring my own things. I don't want to do that. So like, has it more negatively impacted your business or more positively?
This is the only business I've ever worked in where 100% of the people are positive about it.
Really? So you haven't had anybody say, why would I come here?
People have said it's too expensive, which is their choice, and that's because they've made an assumption. They've not actually looked. So they'll make a decision. They'll look at the shop. They'll think, oh, this is all very fancy, and then they'll be like, and I'm like, listen, of all the people in the world, I'm the least fanciest person. So I'm telling you, it's not fancy. But you make an assumption. The things like our laundry liquids and washing up liquids are significantly cheaper to what you get in Sainsbury's. We make an active note of, before we price something, we look at the supermarkets to ensure that per 100 grams we are the same or lower, mm-hmm. where possible. I'm not saying it's across the board. The good thing about me and my business partner is we don't have to make a huge profit because thankfully we were successful in our past, so this is more of a project for us to give something back to the community. Actually, if we don't make money, then nobody else will replicate it.
Yeah.
So part of the aim is to show people that you can run a business like this and it be profitable. And if more people can do that, then more people will open shops like this, and then more people will become more eco-friendly and environmentally aware, and we will reduce waste overall. So profit is an important part of that.
Thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me.